Good morning. I am Rosemary DeHoog, the church's historian. When Alicia asked me to speak on Heritage Sunday, she asked me to do it in a specific context, that of the social justice that this church has practiced over the last 40 years. Whenever I'm asked where I go to church, I say University Church, and people automatically say, "You have such a wonderful outreach." So I will not bore you with lists of historical facts and figures, except to say that this church has been on this corner since 1872, and on the corner of Krause and Genesee since 1868. And as a result of its constant presence, great things have been expected of us, and we have risen to the occasion. So you might ask me what social justice means. Social refers to having to do with human society or problems relating to it. Society is a group of persons joined together for a common purpose or a common interest. Once we add justice to the word social, we have added fair dealing, just conduct, lawfulness, the exercise of power, and authority to maintain what is right and just. So let me give you a few examples of University Church's involvement in social justice pursuits. You may remember that when University Church had a fire in 1914, Temple Concord granted our church room to meet without ever charging a cent for space or heat and electricity for nearly 9 months until we were able to get back in our own church. UUNC has maintained religious liaison, not only with Temple Concord and Grace Episcopal, but we also sent peace gatherings in 1989 to the Church of Peace and Church of the Redeemer in East Germany with the fall of the Berlin Wall. For those of you new to the church and don't remember the Reverend Dr. Hal Garben's ministry, I will remind you of the kinds of activities that the church took on. One of our weekly activities was the Sunday Sandwich Brigade, where we made sandwiches and soup to take to Hopps Memorial on Monday morning. Housing Visions was created at UUMC, which provided low-income housing along East Genesee Street. As you drive down East Genesee, you can appreciate how nice the refurbished houses look, adding to the desirability of the area. This church has also had a food pantry for many years and an outreach coordinator. Some of the UUMC trustees also served on the board of Welch Terrace, located across Fayette Street, which was a facility for people with AIDS before drugs began to help them. Dr. Garman was instrumental in establishing the partnership of six East Side congregations, UUMC, Irwin, the Islamic Society, Temple Concord, Our Lady of Solace, and Grace Episcopal. The church's work to build bridges between the races, workshops for local clergy and lay people, were held to raise consciousness about racial reconciliation. UUMC also launched Near East Side Adventures with after-school programs for the neighborhood school children. NESCO helped link residents with jobs and provide transportation, daycare, and support services. In the early 90s, an African-American co-pastor, Reverend Val Mabrock, an Episcopal priest, came to UUMC. As our church is in a racially mixed area, it was our hope that Velma's hiring indicated to the neighborhood the seriousness of the church's intent to welcome all people of the neighborhood to UUMC. A Sunday breakfast program was started, which is ongoing today, often serving 125 people twice a month. This church celebrates diversity. Our congregation will listen to your story. One of the most moving activities for me was the crosswalk on Good Friday afternoon. We would stop at stations reminding us of our unity with the sick and hungry and the homeless to share the love of God. Priority One of Greater Syracuse was a Garmin One group that created workshops for local clergy and lay people to raise consciousness about racial reconciliation. Dr. Garmin came to Syracuse from Kansas City to head the Methodist Metropolitan Commission and Central New York Conference Renewal Program. It didn't take long for the Methodist Conference to decide that Hal belonged at University Church. From that point on, Hal's focus was urban ministry, to help the urban churches help the human race, to establish a partnership with SU, help neighbors discern needs, a drop-in center for street people, put SU students to work in social service and projects to enhance the dignity of people. UUMC has also had an ongoing relationship with Habitat for Humanity to provide housing for those unable to afford it. So those of you who have taken on the responsibilities of membership in this church, just keep in mind that those who have gone before you have set a very high standard. Keep up the good work.